So just to be ma'or one ha'ara, that Be'ezus Hashem will segue us into a more proper read by, hopefully in the next staff. And that is, so we had here a sugya, Machloikis, Ula, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, even Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonin, Rabbi Yitzchak get involved, whether Loiku Mishalim or Ein Loiku Mishalim. Im Timtzel Loimar, Ein Loiku Mishalim. If a person doesn't have Erev, which is a Chiyav Mammon and a Chiyav Malkus, Milka Laki Mimoyna Loi Mishalmi, or Mimoyna Mishalmi Milka Loi Laki. Im Timtzel Loimar, Milka Laki Mimoyna Loi Mishalmi. Is that only if there was Hasrala Malkus? Or is that true even if there was no Hasrala Malkus? Let's just unpack this as it relates to Halacha L'maisa based on the Rambam in his Yad Chazakeh. And really, the Rambam is in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Naira Besula. It's Halacha Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. The end of the first Perek of Hilchas Naira Besula is where the Rambam lays out these Halachas B'Lashoyne Yazov. So as it relates to the Machloikis Remein L'Chachamim, if a person doesn't have Erev, for which is a Chiyav Mammon and there's a Chiyav Malkus, are you like a Mishalim or you're not like a Mishalim? The halacha is you're not like a Mishalim. So we pass them like the Chachamim, the majority of the rabbis, that you're not like a Mishalim. Good. So now we have to figure out if a person doesn't have Erev, which is a Chiyav Mammon and there's a Chiyav Malkus, is it going to be Chayav Mammon or is it going to be Chayav Malkus? In our sugya, it was a Machloikis, Be'ikr, between Rabbi Yochanan and Ula. Gemara said it was Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish maybe, but for sure, in the Ascholas HaSugya, it was a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Ula. We know that if Rabbi Yochanan argues with anyone other than a Tana, the Halach is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. And it's for that reason the Rambam paskins that if a person finds himself in a situation where he did an Averif, which is a Chi of Mammon and there's a Chi of Malkus, Milka Laki, Memoin Eloi Meshalmi. In the words of the Kesef of Mishnah, V'yodua the Halachic Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody knows the Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. So if the Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin Milka Laki, Memoin Eloi Meshalmi. What about with regards to the next Shaila? So a person did an Aver, for which is a Chi of Mammon and there's a Chi of Malkus. Milka Laki, Mamoin Eloi Meshalmi. What if the Aver that he did Shaloi Behasra? Do you say that the only time Milka Laki, Mamoin Eloi Meshalmi, or the only time Loi Meshalmi is where there was Asra, or even where there was no Asra? That also was a Machloikis Amayran. That was already a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And here too, it's Yodua that when Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. And it's for that reason, the Rambam paskins that Chayve Malkis Shoigigin are going to be Chayiv B'Tashlum. So if a person did an Aver that has Mammon and Malkis, but there was no Hasrala Malkus where he did it B'Shoigig, in that case, he's going to be Chayiv Mammon. And the Rambam speaks out very clearly that even though we know Tana Dvechizki is Jerusha, that Chayiv Misnes Shoigigin up Turin Menat Hashlumin, that's true for Chayiv Misnes, that's because that's a Braisa, and even Rabbi Yochanan couldn't argue with a Braisa. But as it relates to Chayiv Malkus, that was already a Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, with a Machloikis Abayi V'Rava, what the Makar to Reish Lakish was. But the bottom line is, that whole sugi was really in Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chayiv Malkus Shoigigin, the halach is, you're going to be Chayiv B'Tashlumen, so that's what the halach is going to be. So the bottom line, just kedai to internalize this, because this really comes up a lot, and that is, if a person does one Avera, for which is a Chi of Mammon, and there's a Chi of Malkus. If there was Asral and Malkus, we paskin that you get Malkus, and there is no Chi of Mammon. If, however, there was no Hasral and Malkus, so in that case, the halacha is, you're going to be Chayiv Mammon. The Prima Gadim, in addition to all the Svarim that he wrote, he also wrote a Sefer called Rosh Yosef. Rosh Yosef is a Pirush on Shas, and he wrote it on some Masechtas. One of the Masechtas that we have the Sefer Rosh Yosef on, ironically, is Masechtas Megillah. And at the very, very end of Masechtas Megillah, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Prima Gadim declares a Shaila. He has a suffix. He says, what would be if somebody, Bizman Hazer, nowadays, he would do an Avera, one Maisa, for which there's a Chi of Mammon, and there's a Chi of Malkus. And he was warned, he was told, before he did the Avera, you should know that the Avera that you're doing right now, it carries with it a Chi of Malkus. Would he be Chi of Mammon, or would he not be Chi of Mammon? So let's just play out a case. Somebody is Madlik Godish al Chaveri, old school, B'yoy Makipurim, Rachmana Litzlan. But this is what he did. He was Madlik Godish al Chaveri, B'yoy Makipurim, or he's Madlik Godish al Chaveri, B'yontif. Yom Kippur already has a chorus component to it, then you have to get involved with Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So let's keep it even more simple. Somebody was Madlik Godish al Chaveri on Yontif. If someone's Mechalo Yontif, he's chayiv malchus. Yomtif is not a chayve mises bezdin. It's not even a chayve krisis. All it is a chayve lavin. You are madly gadish al chaveiroi. You chayiv mamin. So essentially, what you just did was one maisa for which you chayiv mamin and for which you chayiv malchus. Now, in theory, midina de gemara, what would the halacha be? The halacha would be it depends. If you had a strul of malchus, if you were warned, you should know it's yontif right now, and you're not let it be madlik a godish on yontif. So there was a strul of malchus, you'd end up getting malchus, and you'd be potim in a moment. If there was no hasra, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, chayiv malchus is shoygigin chayovim betashlumin. In that case, the halacha is you would be chayiv mamin. But the prima godim had a suffix. What about nowadays? What about Bisman Azeh? What about a Tovshin Pepes? Where even if you got Hasra Lamalkis, there's anyways not going to be Malkis. So what would the halacha be? Do you say that once the person had Hasra Lamalkis, so right now he's a Chayav Malkis? He's Bepoyal a Chayav Malkis. Now, Gravy's not getting Malkis. The reason he's not getting Malkis is because in order to get Malkis, he need a proper Bezdin with Smuchin, and we don't have that today. So physically, we're not going to administer the Malkus. But Al Koponim, he did the Avera with Hasra, so he's Chayiv Malkus, so maybe that's enough to say that he's going to be Potim and Atashlumen. Or maybe no. Being that today we don't get Malkus, so even if he did it with Edim, Bemezid, with Hasra, it's the equivalent thereof to once upon a time having done it Shaloi Basra, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. If you do it Shaloi Basra, you're going to be Chayiv Mamin. So today, if somebody would be Madlik Gadosh Chaver B'yotim, would he be Chayiv Mamin or wouldn't be Chayiv Mamin? It's a festive question. Veruyin Advarim Lamisha Amram, a classic suffix of the Prima Godim. I saw in the Shailos HaTshuvas Avnei Tzion from the same Peteru, and this is in Chelik Beis, it's Simon Samaches, he has a whole Arichos on this suffix from the Prima Godim. And really, he begins his lengthy discussion with asking on the Prima Godim that L'chayr, it seems, that it was Nelam from the Prima Godim, a Mefurish HaShach. The Shach is in Cheshem Mishpat, it's in Simen Shin Lamed Ches. So it's in the middle of a piece, just to read one excerpt. Says the Shach, V'oid nirali, the Bezman Hazeh, nowadays, Afilu hoya malkis v'tashlumin ke'echot, chayev mamin. Nowadays, even if there was but poyel achiyav malchus, he means there was hasra, then you would be chayav mamin. Dog came along because we paskin the imloy hisru boy. If there was no hasra, oish shogag, or if you did aver b'shoygig, chayav b'tashlumin. Ukidel kamod simin shenun b'shachs of kanal. If almo, so what do you see from there? The guy bechayvim malchus beinan dafka hechad like a mamish. So you see, you physically need to have the malchus. Im came bezman hazeh. Nowadays, how be kolay hisru boy? Even if there was hasra, it would be kolay hisru boy. And then the shach said the so it's a Mefurish Shach. The Shach says clearly, he says that the whole Maila of having Hasra and Malkus is that you're getting the Malkus. It's the Malkus that's Pater. It's not the fact that you're Mechuyav Malkus that's Patering, it's the physical Malkus. So if that's the case, nowadays, even if you have Hasra, L'chayra, you don't physically have the Malkus, and if you don't have the physical Malkus, therefore you should be Chayav Mamin. And the Shach concluded, he said, V'chein mashma midivrei marshal, v'perek ha-koyne simin vav. It's just to see how the Achroinim were medayik every single syllable in earlier Achroinim and the Rishonim. Which Yam Shel Shloime does he mean? He means the Yam Shel Shloime that we spoke about already, in Perek Elu Nairis. He means the Yam Shel Shloime that the Ktzais quotes in Simin Chav Ches Aleph, where the Yam Shel Shloime said that even though it's Mavur in Rashi, Bava Metziah, that Tzadik Aleph Amad Aleph, then in every Kamna B'der Rabbim, there's a Chiv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, because Esnan Asra Teira V'afilu Bo Alima. And there's an Afkimina Lalocha said Rashi that Itofas Loi Mafkina Mine. But the Yam Shel Shloime said a Chiddush. The Yam Shel Shloime said the only time that's true is if this person is not getting the Oinash HaChomer. But if he would physically get the Oinash HaChomer, then it wouldn't be true. Then the halacha would be, you're not chayv losses yidei shemayim, and there the halacha would be, itofas mafkina mine. We spoke at Rabbi Chanan's Hezber, it's because when you get the oinish hachomer, it's bechlal masayim mono, it's as if you already got the oinish hakal. So what's the classic example of where you have a kom lebe de rabbi mine, where you didn't get the oinish hachomer? Tanit vechiskia. That's the classic example. The example is where you did an avero that has mises bezin, but you did a b'shoigig, he did it Shlomi Kavana, there was no Hasra, that would be the case. But listen to Lashoyne Azov of the Yam Shel Shloime. This was the diak that the Shach made. Says the Yam Shel Shloime, the Nira, the Cholhecha, the Chayiv, Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, V'chul, says, Bishloime b'kim lebe de Rabbi Mine, Chayiv hu, Rak, Deloy Avdina Nachumra. Kim lebe de Rabbi Mine, really you Chayiv, Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. We just don't do it. Hilkoch, Hecha, Deloy Avdina Nachumra. Here's the punchline. Hecha d'loy avdina nachumra. Kingoin b'shoigeg. If a person did the avera achama b'shoigeg. Oy sh'loy b'hasra. Or there was no asra. Oy b'zman hazeh. Or nowadays. Imkei nucha loymar. There you could say sh'asfara noisenes. Im tofas loy mafkino minei. D'hasoif soif chayefu. Avo v'chulu. So when the Yamshel Shleima laid out what it means a kam lebe the rabbi minei, where you're not getting the inish achamer, he gave three examples. Kigayim b'shoigeg, oy shaloi b'hasra, oy b'zman hazeh. So the shach, what did the Yamshel Shleima mean? Pashup shah, when he said oy b'zman hazeh, it means even if it was b'mesid and it was b'hasra, but it was b'zman hazeh. And being that b'zman hazeh, you can't get the inish achamer, so that already would be enough to say that you're going to be chayv lotzeis yudei shemayim. But al-Kaponim said the Shach, it's mashma from the Yamshel Shloima, that the Yamshel Shloima equated every single b'zman hazeh, even b'hasra, to b'zman bias, the good old days, shaloi b'hasra. But either way, it's a mefurish shach. So really, the suffix of the Prima Gadim, at first glance, would seem to be a shach. The same Peteruv, Kedarke B'Kodesh, with his incredible Bekiyas, so he brings from one of the Kadmoinen that wanted to be Medayik, maybe from a Sma, not like the shach, but rather the other side of the equation. And that is, the Sma is discussing the halacha of someone that's Chayvo B'Chaveira. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hachayvo B'Chaveira, it's in Simin Tov Chav Dalitz of Cotton Base. If somebody's Chayvo B'Chaveira B'Shabbos, Patamin HaTashlumim, he's Patamin HaTashlumim, Afilu Hu Shoigig. Even if he did it B'Shoigig, right? So if someone's Chayvo B'Chaveira B'Shabbos, you're Patamin HaTashlumim, even if you did it B'Shoigig, why? Kimin Sheyesh by Mises Bezdin. Even though you did a b'shoigig, tana de b'chizkia, this misas bezin, you're going to be pot. Aval chayvu b'chaveir b'yom kippurim. But if somebody's chayvu b'chaveir on Yom Kippur, b'mezid, chayv l'shalim loy. Then the halacha is, you're going to be chayv. Says the Sma. So again, if someone's chayvu b'chaveir b'shabbos, you're potem in atashlumen. If you're chayvu b'chaveir on Yom Kippur, then you're going to be chayv tashlumen. Freak the Sma, I don't understand. Pshat in the Mechaber that says that you're going to be chayiv in Tashlumen if you're chayiv b'chaveir b'yom kippur. Isn't there Mises Bez? Isn't there Karis? The Teretz is, we don't hold like Ram Nechunyim and Akana. And we hold Karis can't pat the Tashlumen. He said, but I have another problem. The problem is, if someone's over Yom Kippur, he's chayiv Malkus. And if he's chayiv Malkus, he should be ein loiko mishale. And based on that, we know Rabbi Yochanan Shita is Milkolaki Memoin Olay Mishalmi, and that's what we paskin. So why is Achayv B'Chaver B'Yom Kippurim B'Mezid Chayev L'Shalem? Why don't we say not that the Korish Shapater, but that the Malkus Shapater? Right, that we saw in today's daf that every time you handle Rabbi Nechunyim and Akana, you're also going to have to handle Loikum Mishalim. The two are going to very often come hand in hand, and that's really the Sma's Kasha. I understand that the Korish doesn't pater, but let the Malkus pater. So listen to what the Sma says. V'afagav t'yesh lav im ha-Korish sh'oisim alocha b'yom ha-Kippurim v'loikim aleha d'lav im hisru boy v'chayra, based on that you should get Malkus v'kayim alon kalechet ikachi of Malkus v'chi of mamim loikin oisei v'lo mishalem. So the Sma, it's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Very posh to Teretz. Shani gabi chavolo, because over here you were a chayvo b'chaveroi. The goli long kra, and over here we have a gilui already in the pasuk that says the yitei mamoim v'loi yehei loike. Zok tisma, that being that we're dealing with chayvo b'chaveroi, and chayvo b'chaveroi, we know every chayvo b'chaveroi really is over a lav of lo Yosef pen Yosef. Afal pikein, you're mishalim ve'en loike. Zok tisma, the same is going to be true as it relates to the Issa Yom HaKippurim, you're going to be Chayiv Momin, and you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus. Thus says, Beferish Ripsa Torah, Chayiv HaKavir LeTashlumen, and Zok Tisma, just like you find it regarding the lav of Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, so too you're going to say, Beferish Ripsa Torah, as it relates to the lav of being Chayiv HaKavir Yom HaKippurim. As I Zok Tisma. But the Sma was bothered with a Kasha. What was this Kasha? If someone's Chayiv HaKavir Yom Kippur, why are you Chayiv L'Shalim? L'Chari, you should be Potter. And the reason you should be Potter is because you're Einoi loiko mishalim. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. His teretz was a shtickle Torah. His teretz was that Beferish Rips a Torah chayvo b'chaveir l'tashlumen. And just like that's true regarding the lav of Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, as is Mavur in Perikei Lunairis, so too it's true regarding the lav of being chayvo b'chaveir on Yom Kippur. But freak this kadmoy, I don't even understand the Sma. The Shulchan Aruch is paskining halacha l'maisa. Right? We know the Rambam brought Hilchas Olam Mashicha. The Shulchan Aruch didn't bring Hilchas Olam Mashicha. So if the Mechaber is paskening, Hachoyvel b'chaveir b'yem ha-kippurim b'mezet chayiv l'shalim loim, he's trying to say what the halacha would be in the 15th century, in the 16th century in Tzfas. This is what he's trying to say. He's laying out the halacha l'maisa. That's what the Beis Yosef is doing. Now, in the times of the Beis Yosef, they're not giving Malkus. So if they're not giving Malkus, so there's no Hasra. So if there's no Hasra, Vazok the Tzma Ashtikal Torah to explain why Yechayev L'Shalem. The reason Yechayev L'Shalem is because there was no Hasra. Either was Hasra, but like the Shach said, and like the Yamshel Shloimeh said, that Bizman Hazeh, Hasra is nothing. Because Bizman Hazeh, you're anyways not getting Malkus. So if that's the case, L'chayra Vazvil Desma. What's this man's kasha? You want to know why Yechayev L'Shalem? Forget about Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. His kasha is, you're not like a Meshalem? No, Rabbi Yechon holds, you're not like a Meshalem when there was Hasra L'Malkus. But if there's no Hasra L'Malkus, then Avadi Yechayev Mamin. And today there is no Hasra L'Malkus. It's Muchach from the Sma said this Kadmoin, that the Sma held not like the Shach. And the Sma held that Bizman Hazeh, there's going to be Hasra. The Hasra would be enough to part you from Mammon, which was the Kasha of the Sma. And that's why the Sma had to say a teres, Beferes Shrips of Torah, Chevel Bechaveri, Letashlumen. Just like with regards to the Lava of Lo Yosef and Yosef, so too with regards to the Lava being Chevel Bechaveri, Be'yem Kippurim. But the bottom line is that the Prima Goldim Kler is Sofik. What would be nowadays if somebody had Hasra L'Malkus, he did the Aveira, would it be Chayiv Mammon or Patim Mammon? It's not getting Malkus because we don't give Malkus. The question is, what about with regards to the Chi of Mammon? Rabbi Yochanan holds Milka Lakim and Moinelei Mishalmi, but he also holds only if there was Hasra. Is the Pshat, because when there's Hasra, there's a physical Malkus, and he holds it's the actual Malkus that's going to pat. If that's the case, Bizman Hazeh, even if there's Hasra, but physically you're not getting Malkus. So physically you're not getting Malkus, so then you're going to be Chayev B'Mammon. Or do we say that it's the fact that you're Chayev Malkus, and being that if there was Hasra, you're already Chayev Malkus, so that in and of itself would be enough for you now to be Potter Min HaMammon. It was a suffix of the Prima Gadim and his Rosh Yosef in the end of Masechtas Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And at first glance, the way the St. Peter Ruf lays it out, it would seem to be a machloikis between the Shach and the Sma. The Shach is in Simon Shin Lamed Ches. He says, Mefurish, that Bizman Hazeh is Kloy Asrube. And this beautiful diyuk from this Kadman, that from the Sma and Simon Tov Chav Dalid, it would seem to imply that the halacha is that we would treat it as if it's a regular Kamle B'derabimine. Like we said, this is just the Hakdama, but Ezra Hashem will get more into this in the coming daf.